This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the items that could become a part of next year's regular legislative session.
Senate Bill 806 is very close. Matter of fact, a few changes were made at the end.
It is common for those issues that were not handled during the course of 1 year to take a new spot with lawmakers the following year. Among these items this year was foreign ownership of Missouri land. Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe sponsored Senate Bill 806, one of many measures that related to this topic.
Two or three things happened that kept us from getting this across the finish line. It didn't necessarily have my name on it, but we were active in that. So SB 806, our main focus here is returning state law regarding foreign ownership of Missouri ag land to its 2013 status. The current law hasn't achieved its intended goal of promoting dairy investment production in southwest Missouri. Originally, as I looked at this and what caused those things to happen, it was to try to help promote investment in dairy in southwest Missouri, and it hasn't happened.
In addition,
it was hurting to be also voted out of committee too. It's not on the calendar.
Some lawmakers remain concerned with education's direction in our state. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton says he has issues with Senate Bill 727, which became law earlier this year.
I think that's a very important aspect as we go forward. Currently, as the bill stands, I have a lot of problems across the board with that bill. I think we need to look at accountability, where our taxpayer money is going to, whether it's vouchers or charters, and we have some specific issues. One of my specific issues would be that the voucher program is currently within the treasurer's office, and when we've tried to get information, and I know some of you all have tried to get information on that program, you can't get it. I've asked for all the data on that, and they actually sent me a phone picture of a screenshot of a computer screen.
Also,
once the Dobbs decision was announced in June of 2022, my entire team had been very concerned about the implications of Roe versus Wade being overturned.
Women's health issues remain at the forefront for many lawmakers. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County says her Senate Bill 1486 would have modified the definition of an unborn child to exclude embryos created through in vitro fertilization prior to implantation.
And since Roe versus Wade was overturned, lawmakers and judges have been hell-bent on making and limiting women's reproductive health care choices, including putting bizarre restrictions on in vitro fertilization. So the reason I filed the bill, I did it in conjunction with my team, is we want Missouri families to know that if this bill were to pass, that they would have certainty as relates to in vitro fertilization. The uncertainty right now is causing great anxiety around the entire state.
Missouri senators continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session. Pre-filed bills will start to receive their official bill numbers on December 2nd. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.